Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalamet. Today, I'm really excited because we have our special podcast host here with me today. She is part of our community and she has her own podcast on The Advisor with Stacey Chalamet. She has her podcast, and it's all about learning how to cope with life, learning how to cope with grief, loss, finding yourself and bringing yourself back to life so you can move forward and live the life you always wanted. Today, we're going to go off track a little because we've been talking about what's going on in society and some of the things that we don't like. And one of the things Carol Ann Tutera had suggested that we talk about why people brag about being modest, but then they refuse to give back to society. Have you ever noticed that some wealthy individuals often brag about being modest, but when it comes to giving back to the community, they're nowhere to be found? And in this thought-provoking podcast, we're going to explore the paradox of wealthy people claiming to be humble while they refuse to share their wealth. And we're going to dive into some of the topics that surround it, along with a little bit of the phenomena that go about it, and some of the things that we really need to focus on. Because if you claim to be modest, why aren't you helping society? So today, Caroline, I love the idea that, we started to talk before the show and we got on this topic because it's something you see a lot. You see a lot of it on social media. I was telling you even this morning, I was on social media. Someone was bragging about one of the celebrities about their seven homes in all these different areas. They were bragging about their diamond Rolex, but nothing was about, giving back to the people who need help, the organizations that are asking for funding and poor areas, all over the United States and around the world that, are looking for ways to help their community. What's your intake about all these things that are going on?
It's a constant conversation I have with others because as we are developing our spiritual side and our growth, I think that's starting to become a thorn, you might say, that we're recognizing that's going on in the world. And I hope there's a shift starting to take within the world. I was just reading in LinkedIn also, same thing you had. About a rock star singer, very well known, who's a billionaire, living a very mild and very down-to-earth lifestyle. She doesn't like to live very ostentatious, but she's also helping kids. Am I supposed to be impressed by that? That she lives a modest and humble lifestyle? No, I'm impressed with, and I like to see those who help others.
Yes.
You've got so much money. Do good in the world. How much can you honestly spend? How much do you honestly need? We should be valuing how to love people. We should be valuing people, friendships, the warmth that we build with others, not how much can I accumulate before I die and how much am I going to show to you? Because honestly, the stuff out there means there's something wrong within here. You're going outside of yourself to find that which brings you comfort and makes you fit into a lifestyle you think you need. But honestly, everything is within. And then when you've found it within, you start giving it without. Wow, that was a really long sentence. But, honestly, you look at Musk, you look at Bezos, you look at Zuckerberg. How much do they need? Honestly, why aren't you giving that back, building schools in the US, building the internet for everyone to have? I'm not reading anything about that. Are you?
No, I have not seen anything. Even when they did the trip to space, the 11-minute trip, and Bezos has invested all money, a lot of money into that also. And I thought to myself, the first thing I thought to myself was that's I don't know if it was 600,000 to take an 11-minute trip or it was something, to the extreme. I'm like, how many mouths you could feed with $600,000? How many mouths can you feed, all the millions of dollars that are spent towards, trying to run campaigns because they want certain people to win, all that money. If we, do we really need to publicize like that? Do we really need to put money in all these different places? Imagine if we took that money and we put it in areas of the United States and in areas of the world that really are struggling to get by. People don't even, have any idea of some although so many there's so many towns in all these different states that we live in that are struggling. The kids it, most kids are, a lot of them go to gangs because they are forced to go to gangs, so they feel they have no option, and they don't go to school, they don't think they can make it. There's no groups out there to help them. You have people starving, you have people who are homeless. How many, they talk about the veterans. You can't even imagine how many veterans that came back with post-traumatic stress disorder that are
Wow.
homeless on the street now. Why aren't we spending all that money to help them?
I totally agree with you. I know a couple of vets who are having horrendous time getting treatment at their own vet hospital here in Phoenix. Let's back the train up and go back to People Magazine. People Magazine is about the who's who's, the what's, and I'm famous, you're not. Why not make a People Magazine that deals with everyday people and everyday life experiences of how you helped somebody? Can you
Yes.
imagine how that would start changing the mindset of people of, oh, let's put that as an example, and then I'm going to start doing it. And it just takes one little step to, in front of the other, of showing kindness to somebody else, of giving to somebody else. It's funny. I just posted this yesterday in Facebook about how this one woman went to buy her eggs from a guy on the street at 50 cents an egg, and she said, I'm only taking six. And she paid to the penny and nothing more. This is, and the guy said, thank you very much. This at least starts my day. I've got a little something to start with. Now, she goes into a very well-known restaurant in Beverly Hills, dines with her friends, spends hundreds of dollars on lunch and over tips. Is that what society has turned into? So you can feel good about over tipping where you're seen and you're known, and not the guy on the street vendor who really needs it more than I'm sure at the restaurant. It's really sad how we've got our priorities truly messed up now. I was raised in the 60s and loved every minute of it. Left the door open, ran the neighborhood. Nobody knew about labels. No, there weren't labels on clothes back then. He took us to JCPenney to shop. That was the place you're supposed to shop. All of a sudden, somewhere in senior year, when labels just really started to take off and come in, did people catapult into the me generation? That's what happened to us in the 90s. It was all about me. Look at me. Look at what I own. That has now gone into social media. Look at me. Look at how well. But look at all the influencers committing suicide or dying. That's telling you something right there. That's a tall tale sign that there's something wrong with society.
People aren't happy. When people are looking for external things and they're bragging about external things, it's usually because they're trying to find happiness. And you cannot find happiness off of materialistic things. If you are unhappy inside, no matter how many things you have, you're still going to be unhappy. And you see that because if you look around with a lot of people who are wealthy, a lot of them are not happy. You can see it in their face. You can see it in the way they present themselves, their body language. Like if you looked at Melania, do you look think she's really happy? I don't personally think she's happy. I think she's miserable inside. She might like her lifestyle, but to me, when I look at her face, I don't see a woman with that is happy. I don't see someone who I never see her smile. I never see her, just, wave her hand and look at people or reach out and touch somebody, when she's walking. I don't see any of that. The affection is missing. The happiness is missing. So it doesn't matter. No matter how much you have, if you're not happy within, it's not going to change anything. And that's probably where all the suicide comes in because people are hurting so much inside and they can't take the hurt.
Totally agree. There was a gentleman in USA Today. Oh my God, back in the 80s, I was reading his Wednesday commentary. He was great. And he started the year one year in the 80s. And he said, "This is my year not to buy one thing. I am really going to try very hard and not buy my 10th pair of khaki pants that I don't need." And I thought, wow, that impressive. Okay. And I'm slowly working my way to, do I really need it? Do I really have to have it? How long is that joy going to sit with me? You get a new car, how long does that last? Until somebody scratches it, until the new smell is gone, until your neighbor has a better car? How about your house? Are you living in a house you can afford? Or are you living in a house because you want to be presented as somebody who can afford that neighborhood, but yet you can't afford it? So then you're having constant fights with your spouse, significant other, can't afford anything. We're house broke. You know, it gives you that immediate high, but why are you looking for an immediate high? What's the hole inside that you're missing? And I think that's the bottom line to all of this. And you said it earlier, there's so much pain inside of us that we have not gotten to the bottom root. And there's a lot of pain in there. We all grew up with issues. We either stuffed the issues or we want to try and forget the issues, but eventually they all start bubbling up to the surface. We have to deal with them. We have to let them out. We've got to dump them because otherwise you're not going to feel the joy. There's a sense and a river of such love and wellness and happiness within us. You know, try and go through the day and be happy. That's a challenge I'll give to anybody. I know very few people who go through the day without anything but happiness or gratitude or thankfulness. You may get to a spot in the day you're going, ha, I'm feeling good. I'm going to make the challenge. You're going to hit a speed bump. You got angry. You got irritated. The guy in front of you was driving too slow. The guy behind you honked at you because you didn't move off the light fast enough. Are you going to make that your problem and stay with it, or are you going to move on?
It's so true. It's so true. I feel like people, they just, a lot of people don't want to deal with their problems. It all r rolls back to, to either something from your childhood or something traumatic that happened along the lines as we were growing older. And so many people I know repress those emotions. And, years later, and I see the same people, and they are, you could tell it's played a big effect on their lives. You could see the unhappiness, you can see the depression because they have not yet took a responsibility to deal with the holes in their heart. Why are they unhappy? How could I fix this? How could I heal myself? And they haven't done it. And now I see it even playing in some people in their health. I see people suffering from depression. I see people actually physically, their illnesses are getting worse. And a lot of times it has to do with the stress, those repressed emotions, everything that we're not dealing with. It just builds up like a volcano. Eventually that volcano is going to blast.
It is. It absolutely is. And you have to think and wonder, as a society, why and when did we put such a high value on somebody with so much money? Why do we kowtow to that? I see this going on constantly at my own country club. I sit back and I look at some of these personalities, and some of these people have some major money. Good for them. That's great and wonderful. Doesn't mean that gives you the right to treat somebody else in a negative, inferior way. You know, I got news for you. You put your pants on the same way that I do. No better, no special. What's going to happen to you when you lose all your money, especially right now with the market going, you know, like a woman without hormones, and you're on that roller coaster ride, baby. Strap on and get in because it's a wicked wild. And some of these people came in furious because they lost so much. It's just money. It's
Yes.
not who you are. That's
Exactly.
something you did and accumulated. It's not you as a person.
100%.
But for some reason, oh my God, we think of them as gods. They made so many millions, hundreds of millions, billions. I mean, they must be like these super heroes. They're not.
Exactly. I see so many people that have money and they talk down to people. They act like they're better. You know, what makes you so different? Because you have a Rolls Royce or a Benz, you know, that makes you a better person because your house has more square feet than the other person's house. You know, does that really make you better than the other person? You know, you are who you are within. You know, it has nothing to do with what we have, you know, materialistically. But we somehow, since the 90s, have fed into this. And now with social
Oh,
media, it's gotten even worse.
yeah, I agree. I think we drank the Kool-Aid and swallowed it down without any problems. And I think right now society is going, yeah, I don't think that's a good thing to do. You know,
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are waking up and realizing, especially in my crowd, when I can see how I grew up and how things shifted before the 2000s and after when social media came in.
Yeah.
And a lot, oh my God, I think I'm one of the last ones in my high school class that's actually still working. And some of my friends now are scared because of the fact they've lost some money. But you're
Yeah.
still the same person inside. It doesn't make you any different. And
Yes.
people are realizing, wait a minute, is this really important? I don't recall who said that the man who dies with very close friends is actually the one who has the most. I
Yeah.
would Got to figure out who said that, but that's really the truth. You know, I kept telling my father, you can't take this with you. We're not
Yeah.
going to line your coffin with everything that you've done. And
Yeah.
he had a very generous heart. There's no, you know, no doubt in my mind that my dad really lived a nice life and how he treated others, but he was also a good business person.
Yeah.
So it you can't take it with you. You've got to live your day with joy, with peace, with harmony, with giving back.
Yes.
I sure would love to see, you know, those who've made extreme wealth start giving back in the world. Trump wants to bring it all back in the US. Hello, how many people here in the US can actually start feeding into the US?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's really hard because, you know, a lot of these people, I think with social media and the way TV is and people are getting the wrong message out there, thinking that it's so important to, you know, to be wealthy. And nobody knows either what these people who have money, most of them had to go through, how many failures they had to go through, how many hours of work they put into it. But when these rich people become rich, they know what they started from scratch, most of them. Some of them had it, you know, from family to family, but a good majority of people started with nothing. And a lot of people forgot that, you know, and they forgot where they came from. And I think that's where the
Right.
problem begins, is when they forgot where they came from. And they should be looking back at, you know what, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be here, and start giving back. Because like you said, you can't bring it to the heavens with you. So what are you going to do with all that? What, you know, how much money can you give to your family members, you know, and how, you know, do they really need all of that to live a comfortable, happy life? No, you know, so why can't we give to others? If we only showed an example on TV and in the social media of high, you know, influencers giving back to society, that would make a huge change because that would shift the minds. Because there are so many followers out there. We have a group of leaders, but there are a lot more followers than leaders. And if those leaders make an impact on people, you know, did something good for society, imagine the change. And I got to tell you, working in the media world and working on TV, if you met these people before, they're nothing, you know, they're just like you and me. There's no difference to, you know, when they walk through and they're coming in the building to do a TV segment, or they just look like you and me. They have a pair of sweats on, they're in there in a little bit of a bun. You wouldn't you even notice that they were a celebrity. And a lot of them had egos. A lot of them had, most of them had egos. And I think that's when the big problem is that they forget who that person is, and those egos kind of could control of who they are as a person.
Yeah, it's a shame. It truly is. We all have to stay humble. And my late husband did such a good job of showing others his humility. And he was a top-notch doctor, still talked about today. And the thing that I loved about him the most was he sat and listened to others. His sense of humility, I've never found anybody else like him. Was so humble. He took the praise and did not allow that to give him a big head at all. Look at me, look at what I did. Absolutely not.
It's hard to find doctors like that too. In my whole life, I've seen so many doctors. I came across about three where that were like that. And it's very, very nice when you can have somebody you could talk to, and they're listening to you, and they're absorbing everything you say, and they actually want to help you. And most of the time, they do help you, and then they won't take credit for helping you. If you say, I used to say to one of my doctors, "You gave me back my life," and he would just sit there and he shake his head like he wouldn't take credit. It's like, but that's the way, that's the way people should be,
But right, you don't have to be a doctor to be humble. Everybody needs to learn about humility.
Yes, they
Absolutely. Yes,
they
I was
do.
watching the Ten Commandments when it came on last week or so. Absolutely love it, especially the part where they start and go and they make the gold I idols and they idolize the gold again. No different than today. We're idolizing all that wealth. Not so sure that's going to get us to a good place if we keep going down the path of idolizing nothing but money.
And like they say, money is the root of all evil. And so it really is, because what I see in today's society is that people get a lot of money, a lot of celebrities and a lot of influencers and a lot of people in the tech industry and other entrepreneurs. They get a lot of money, but they're not satisfied. Then they want more, and they want more, and they want more. And they get a point to it. They become greed takes over. And then with most of them, a lot of them, the ones that get really greedy are the ones I see collapsing. Eventually, I think they go to the spike, and it is so high you can go. And I see a lot of them who made it to the top and still wanted more and didn't care about the little people. They ended up collapsing. And that's what they need to really think about, is they need to care about the little people. They need to be humble. They need to really give back to society. And it would be nice if People Magazine honored some really great people in our country, who have, devoted their lives to helping others and making change in other people's lives.
I mean, just the average Joe, you say, the average person who does make the big difference in lives. I think it would be incredible to put out into social media somebody who actually takes that path and starts talking to people who are making a difference with others. No doubt about it.
I
Yeah, my
absolutely.
mom was that kind of person. She was constantly going to the synagogue and baking every week so she could make sure that people had food on Sundays. She didn't have to go, she didn't have to bake, but she loved it and she loved giving to others. So that's just something that I do also. I love to bake, I love to give it away. I'll find a fire station because they can't leave. It's a home-baked good. But it's the fact that you learn how to give back and you do for others because it gives you pleasure, it gives you joy, it gives you the satisfaction. People are always asking me to be on a board. I don't want to be on the board. I don't want to be known for being on so many boards. I want to be known for being the person who worked the trenches. That to me is more important than being on the board. You have teas, you have drinks, you have meetings. Doesn't mean anything to me. It's actually doing the work and being down there and working alongside with others. And Sotapelli has an ambassador, Nick Lowry, who is an ex-Chiefs kicker. Kansas City football team. And that guy is constantly doing and working and helping others, especially here in Phoenix. I don't think I've found anybody else who gives back to the community and raises awareness like he does. It's beautiful to see. It really is. He's truly a champion of the homeless.
And that's a beautiful thing is when people who have money, people who made it to a certain point in their life can actually give back and help others. And because those are the people look up to, those are their mentors, and the younger society that comes in, they're following their mentors, so we need to show a good example. Each generation needs to show a good example for the new generation coming.
Right. And I don't think you need to have mega millions to even give back. The everyday person, and I know they're out there who are just constantly working and giving back and supporting and doing the walks for awareness and raising the money. They're not talked about enough. And I really think they should be.
They definitely should be. I think we focus too much on money and negativity in our society. You put on the news, it's all negative. You don't never hear about like the great things that are people doing in this world. People don't even like to listen to the news because it's all about negativity, because that's what people gravitate to. That's what brings ratings. That's what brings commercial money. And so that's what they do. But it's not what we need for a healthy society.
No, I totally agree. We've got to change the narrative and start making it a positive narrative and how to live a more positive life. And I know a lot of people have it tough right now with what's going on in so many areas of being fired and losing part of your 401 and losing friends and family members. That's, where we need to tap in and really start to give more and really wake up and realize you don't hear anything about the people who've lost all those homes in Southern California. What that narrative was so big for so long. What happened? What happened to all those people? How did they survive? Where are they living? What are they doing? How are they moving day to day? We just forget about them. They're old news. Time to move on, find the next story and sensationalize it. And if we sensationalize it by saying, oh, how this rock star is living a humble life, who cares? I'm sorry. Feed mouths with that. Actually build a school. Oprah took time and her money to build a school in Africa. Good for her. She's educating girls. That's what we need more of. There's no doubt about it.
There was many times celebrities, I heard stories where kids went up to get an autograph of a celebrity and the celebrity pushed them away. They're like, it was like they were too good, leave me alone, and they were actually rude to the child that, wanted the picture or wanted the autograph,
I rode an elevator in DC once with Lionel Richie. Couldn't stay far enough away from me. Would refuse to acknowledge me as a human being, just as a person in a body. Well, of course he refused an autograph. You're in here with a god lady. Don't even think to look at me and talk to me. Yeah. That's not a humble human, in my opinion. The community made you who you are. These people you can't be bothered to say hello to made you who you are. Without us, you'd be nothing.
And I think a lot of people forget that. A lot of people who do so well, they forget that it was people like us who got them there. It was, they wouldn't be where they are today if it was for the regular individuals. Today's society, they wouldn't have the jobs they have. They wouldn't have the money they have. They wouldn't have the stardom that they have, if it wasn't for us. But for some reason, they get caught up thinking they're better, and they, and they get this ego, and that ego is what it kills most of America, makes these people the way they are.
Well, and I personally also think that we should stop paying these high prices for these tickets to see somebody in a concert.
Oh, I agree.
I think that lunacy has got to stop. A
Yes.
absolutely.
Oh, 100%. I've looked at some concert tickets that I was interested in going to seeing some singers, and the prices were outrageous. It was outrageous. It's not like the prices when we were younger. Even in the 90s and early 2000s, it was never that high. Nowadays, people are spending, they're spending $5,000, and more, and it's for one ticket, and people are paying it, which is
Yeah,
crazy.
that's got to stop. That really does. I think everybody needs to take a time out and really look at what's important in their life.
Yeah.
You
And
can
you talk.
listen to this music all day long. It's free.
Oh, 100%. And I remember when I went to you talk about Lionel Richie. I went to see him last year, and he everybody that place was packed, and he people waited for 2 hours. He never showed up, and then speaker, they announced that he's not coming after people had waited there, and they drove in from all areas of the tri-state. It could be anywhere. It could be New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They all drove in. And he never showed up, and they made them wait 2 hours before they announced it. And then the next day he showed up, he gave a quick little apology, and then he and then and it was funny because the music he had, it wasn't even his voice. They had the backup sound so you really couldn't hear his real voice.
Wow.
They
Wow.
screwed up and someone turned the wrong knob and his voice elevated, and you could see that it was the backup sound that made him sound so good, because you lose your vocals after so many years of singing. But
Right.
if you don't have the if you can't reach those vocals, I don't like when singers do that. Especially if you're going to pay a lot of money, I want to hear your real voice. I don't care. You lost your vo little vocals a little bit, that's fine. I came there to hear you. And then if you lost your vocals that much, then retire and produce. Don't make people pay a lot of money to hear background music that is already pre-recorded.
Correct. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Well, so now we know how we feel about stars and celebrities. Great. It's just time to pull it back into your own life, into your being, and see what you can do for others. It really is.
Yes, I think that was the whole point of this conversation today. It was just, when we were talking, it's that there's so many wealthy people out there. There's so many people who have such heavy influences on society, and they're behaving the wrong way, and they're giving out the wrong message. And it's not about money. It's about being a good person and giving back to society. There are lots of people in this country, like you said, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people can't afford the grocery bills because the prices are so high now. So, why can't we learn to give back? If we have it, give back, even if we don't have a lot. You know what? Do whatever you can. Like your mom used to bake cookies. You know what? You go, you buy some dough, you buy a few ingredients, and you know what? It just shows that you care. And that's what people are looking for. They want to be acknowledged, they want to be respected, and they want to feel like people care about them and care about what they do.
I think it's building that sense of community again, is what
Yes.
we're all searching for. That front porch, leave your door open. I know my neighbors.
Yeah.
I think that's what's missing. The kindness and respect with others, even if they're not a
Yes.
neighbor, it's just kindness and respect. We've
Yes.
all turned into, I'm in a hurry. I want it now. I want to feel good now. And I want that feel good to last forever.
Yeah. I do. And I don't feel people are as close. Used to see people always trying to help others when I grew up, and they did. They had the doors open. If someone needed something, a stranger would come up to you and say, "Can I help you?" You don't really see too much of that anymore. You don't see, people, helping others. If someone got a flat tire, people would stop on the side and, ask you if you needed help. When have you seen something like that, in today's society? You don't really see, I don't see it that much. I don't know about you.
No, I don't see it. I really don't, and it's a shame.
If you had to take today's conversation and you really had to sum it up, what are some of the important factors that you really want to emphasize on today's conversation?
I think it's important to pay attention to what you really need versus what you want in your life. instead of going out and seeking to fill that hole, go within and find the space within and find out how you can heal yourself so you can help start healing others. And a way of doing that is giving back in the community. And a way of doing that is making yourself available, share a smile, share a kind word. It's as simple as that. You may have made somebody's day by doing that. It's all about giving. And I think that's really what our topic was about. We're frustrated that so many people have such wealth that they're not sharing and giving it in a responsible way. And if they are, mazel tov to them, but we're not hearing about it. And I think that's what society really wants to hear right now.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think that's it. You said it beautifully and you hit it right on the button because that's all we want. You know, if you have money, put it towards good use. Help others. Do be kind. You know, there are many times when I just even walk by somebody, they had a nice shirt, and I just complimented them on their shirt, and their face glue. You know, they just smiled. You know, you could tell you made their day just by giving them a little compliment. You know, why can't we do that on a daily basis? Make that a ritual when we go out. Maybe share a comment with somebody and say, "Oh, that's so nice." You know, "Oh, you look pretty today. Oh, your hair looks nice." You know, and they just, it just makes somebody feel good and appreciated.
Right, totally agree.
Now, you have a company that promotes wellness. You know, can you tell us a little about that before we go?
I do. I'm carrying on my late husband's legacy. He's the one who actually revolutionized the hormone world with using pellets, which is a small, tiny hormone that's placed under the skin. The company is called Sotopelli. It's Italian for under the skin, which is where the hormones go. And you can find us at Sotopelli, Sottopelle therapy.com.
Well, this has been amazing, Caroline. And I'm glad we talked about this topic today because it's something we see a lot of and it's something that needs to be changed. You know, I want today's society to realize it's not about how much we have, it's about what we do with what we have and how we treat others and the respect we give others. Nobody is better because they have more materialistic goods. Think about what you have and think about how you could do what's something you could do to benefit society, maybe a passion or something you really enjoy. You know, just like Oprah, you know, she has a passion to educate others. So she opened a school for girls in Africa. That's perfect. You know, what could you do in your community, big or small, you know, to help others? And that's what people have to stop and ask. Even if you volunteer, you know, do something to help others. Let's become that community that you were talking about. I think that's what we really need to be as a community again, because we're separated. This society has separated in all different directions, and we need to bring it back into one big community. So the people who do have money, stop saying you live modestly and start showing by example what you do, how you're helping others, and be that example to others. Well,
Beautifully said.
well, you have a great day, Carolyn.
You too.